This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Last day of Tihar festival, Vaitika being observed today. Nepal police arrest a man for misusing woman's photo on social media. And Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky accuses Russian tactics on the Eastern Front as crazy. Now, the news in detail. Brothers are receiving tikka from their sisters today, the main day of Tihar, the second biggest festival of Nepali Hindus. On the fifth day of Tihar, also known as Yama Panchak, sisters wish their brothers long life, health and wealth with respect, faith and loyalty by putting pancharangi or saptarangi tikka as per old age traditions. After sisters put tikka on their brothers' foreheads, brothers also put tikka on their sisters. It is widely believed that worshipping one's sisters leads to good luck and prosperity. Chairperson of Nepal Calendar Determination Committee, Professor Srikrishna Adhikari, said even though Vaitika can take place throughout the day today, the auspicious time was at 11:37 a.m. The committee has said that this year, the sisters who are putting tikka to the brothers should turn to the east and brothers who are receiving the tikka to the west. Following the religious and social traditions, sisters give their brothers food including dry fruits and sell roti after applying tikka. While brothers also show their respect by offering gifts to their sisters as symbol of good fortune. Meanwhile, in Kathmandu, the temple of Bal Gopaleswar in the middle of Rani Pokhari is open for those who do not have sisters and those who are unable to reach their sisters for Vaitika. The Bal Gopaleswar temple opens only today, that is, once a year. Those who don't have sisters and brothers go to this temple, worship and receive tikka. Dr. Govinda Tandon, a cultural expert and former member secretary of Pasupati Area Development Trust, shared that there is also a practice of worshipping at the Kanjaneswar Mahadev temple in Jayabageswari today by those who do not have sisters and brothers. Vaitika is also celebrated by the Newar community as Kiza Puja. In the Newar community, according to the traditions, some people celebrate Vaitika or Kiza Puja today and some tomorrow. Meanwhile, President Bidya Devi Bhandari did not offer Vaitika to her brothers this year. The office of the president stated that the head of the state refrained from the Vaitika rituals and did not offer tikka to her younger brothers this year as her parental family is mourning the death of their close family member. Similarly, Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba also did not partake in the Vaitika rituals this year. Prime Minister Deoba's private secretary, Bhanu Deoba, said that the Prime Minister did not observe the Vaitika ritual as he is also mourning the death of his younger brother, Prem Bahadur Deoba. Prime Minister Deoba had also not received the Dasain Tikka this year due to the same reason. Nepal police have arrested a person on the charge of misusing the photographs of women. The Cyber Bureau of Nepal Police arrested Rabindra Bhandari of Sukla Gandaki Municipality 8 in Tanahoe District for posting photographs of women and other distinguished personalities along with abusive comments on social media. The spokesperson of the Bureau and Superintendent of Police, Pasupati Kumar Rai, said that the arrest was made for causing unnecessary distress by using the victims' photographs on social media. Bhandari is being investigated for the offence under the Electronic Transactions Act 2063 after being remanded in judicial custody for 6 days by the District Court, Kathmandu. Domestic and foreign tourists have started arriving in the Kanchenjunga region, home to the third highest peak in the world. According to the Kanchenjunga Conservation Area Management Council, 52 hotels are operating on the trekking route leading to the base camp of Kanchenjunga Mountain. Two paths have been used to reach the base camp of Mount Kanchenjunga. Tourists reach the base camp of Kanchenjunga through Sirijunga Rural Municipality of Taplejung. The hotels which had been closed for a long time due to coronavirus pandemic are now full of guests. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has accused Russian commanders of craziness in their efforts to capture the eastern town of Bakhmut. the town, which sits in the Donetsk region and had a pre-war population of 70,000 people, has been the center of Russian attacks for months. Despite a looming Ukrainian advance on the city of Kherson, Mr. Zelensky said the attacks continued in force. Analysts say the city has little military value in itself, though if it were to fall, it will bring the other cities back within range of Russian artillery and help change the narrative of a conflict in which Moscow's forces have been gradually retreating. Despite the intense attacks, Ukrainian President Zelensky said his forces were holding their ground and hailed his troops as heroes. Elsewhere, pro-Russian administrators in eastern Luhansk province said Ukrainian forces had again started to advance in the region. They said heavy fighting is taking place around the towns of Kremina and Statov, which fell to Russia earlier this year. A Thai celebrity media tycoon who is a transgender woman has bought the company that runs the Miss Universe beauty pageants for $20 million. Annie Jakpong is the boss of JKN Global Group, which makes television shows in Thailand. Her purchase of the company, which was once co-owned by Donald Trump, comes as the pageant becomes more inclusive. From next year, organizers have said that married women and mothers will also be allowed to compete for the title. The competition was previously only open to women who had never been married and had no children. The pageant has been held annually for 71 years and is broadcast in more than 160 countries. Protests have continued for the last 40 days in Iran following the death of a 22-year-old woman in police custody. Mahsa Amini died in police custody after she was detained by police for not wearing the hijab properly. Protests have been taking place in major cities across Iran following Amini's death. BBC has mentioned that 234 people, including 29 children, have died in a police crackdown during the protest. A large demonstration was held in Sakkiz, Amini's hometown, on the 40th day of her death. Protesters are protesting the Islamic system of governance in Iran. Now, the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has said there is a minor influence of westerly wind in the country at present. Due to the effect of this weather system, there is a possibility of light rain in one or two places of Province No. 1, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces. The weather will be generally clear in remaining parts of the country, with partial change in the hilly areas. In the afternoon, there is a possibility of light rain in one or two places, with partial rain in some areas of Province No. 1, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces. The same weather system will continue during the night as well. For tomorrow, the division has forecast a possibility of light rain at one or two places in Province No. 1, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces. As per the latest details of the Meteorological Forecasting Division, today's minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded at 11 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature at 25 degrees Celsius. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Last day of Tihar festival, Vaitika being observed today. Nepal police arrest a man for misusing woman's photo on social media. And Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky accuses Russian tactics on the Eastern Front as crazy. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.